Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Fan Run Radio.
To the end zone and caught for the touchdown, McCoy. Milton to Brew McCoy. Milton gonna take a shot wide open and just struck in his Keaton. Joe Milton does it again. Best formation football there is. And that feeling for Josh Heupel. The Tennessee Volunteers are the champions of the Capital One Orange Bowl. And Joe Milton has got to feel great.
Rick Barnes, Bill Self shake hands. Tennessee, they're your champs. The Bad Boy Mowers battle for Atlantis goes to the Volunteers. And they were the bad boys from the jump in this one.
That's an interesting question. Oh,
this is a moonshot. Wake up, squirrels. You got a visitor. Into the trees.
You called down the thunder. Well, now you got it.
You tell them I'm coming. And hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me.
Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, Thursday edition of the program. Excited about it. Alongside Houston Kress, I'm Nate Hodges. We got Adam Hickman. Greet you on the Big Orange Philly phone lines.
Hello, this is Adam.
Ready to rock and roll?
Okay. Yeah, Nate, we're great. Thanks,
yeah,
thanks for asking.
Not tired or anything.
Nope. We did see all of East Tennessee yesterday, so that was good. Beautiful country out here.
I mean, that drive over the mountain. Can't beat it with a stick.
Yeah, I love switchbacks. Big fan.
Kress stabbed me.
You kind of just got your finger in the way. But
He drew blood.
Goodness. The first ever.
I'm supposed to do it with you guys.
Probably should have a Band-Aid on this bad boy, but... here we are.
But now you're just bleeding all over the board.
Nah, she's dry today.
Bear call coming in three.
She's dry.
Two, one.
Thankfully, we had some tape that was melted together in the sun that I put on it for a little bit.
Oh, boy.
Some dirt, spit, and tape, and he's fine.
Smart.
Just happy to be here.
But, hey, went to Bucky's.
Yeah, there you go.
Nah.
Did you just go, eh? See.
I don't want to get into it.
The move is, if you're really hungry.
What'd you try?
Did you not like the kolosh?
The kolosh was good.
Sounds like you didn't like something. I mean, you're...
well, I didn't know what it was.
Kind of beating around the bush here.
I didn't know what it was, so in my head it was something else. It was really, really good. I feel like...
it could have been better.
Okay, here's what I'll say about Bucky's. First of all, it's fun. It's a great experience. They got everything you could possibly want. I will say, of their in-house stuff, of which they have all of it.
Of which there are many.
Their jerky, their snacks, their sandwiches, their brisket, their breakfast. Like, it's all really good. I've yet to have anything that just made me go, oh my. But it's also like, dude, you're eating at a gas station.
But it's
station.
A gas station. Yeah.
So it's like, it's better than.
It's not a restaurant.
It's better and has more options than 100% of gas stations out there. I just think some of the stuff is a little overhyped. Not that it's bad, but that people celebrate it like it's, you know, five-star cuisine, and it's really good, but it's just, you know, it's not. And then every time you read something, they're like, oh, this is the hidden gem. And so we got the kolache yesterday, it was really good. Like, I will get that again. It was delicious.
Well, he just got a kolache. I got a cheesesteak burrito, a sausage jalapeno and cheese kolache, and a strawberry and cream cheese kolache.
He went all out.
Wow.
Yeah, it was good.
Huh? So I got, but it was good. I will absolutely get that again. I just want that bread by itself. Like, that was.
Yeah, the bread was great.
That roll was amazing.
I was not expecting to take a bite into it and it just be a full length sausage in there.
Mm-hmm. We thought it would be like chopped, like, yeah, crumbled sausage with mixed with cheese and stuff, but it was just like a link.
I would go more cheese. Huh. That's my critique.
Okay.
More cheese. I mean, I've rarely had a dish where I'm like, way too much cheese on this, you know.
That's how, yeah. Like, that's basically my life. Like, someone's like, ah, they put a lot of cheese on this pizza. I'm like, yeah, they did. Are you kidding me? This is perfect.
Too much cheese.
Too much cheese. Davey Hudson comment.
Yeah, that is. That is.
Need I say more? Like, if you're aligning with old Dave, like, mm-hmm. Do we really?
The kolache was probably about 4 to 5 inches in width.
No, not in width.
Yes.
It was like three in width.
Okay.
Yeah. 5 or 6 in length.
Okay, like, you see what I'm doing here?
This it was like a hoagie bun, like a 6-inch hoagie bun.
This is your width you're working with here.
Uh-huh.
And the problem I found was you had the sausage running down the first percentile area here with
it's hard to
cheese.
Center the sausage in the roll.
You're right, you're right.
Unless they had more cheese.
Okay.
So the sausage was kind of off to one side of the roll.
Yeah, yeah.
So depending on, you know, you don't want to look like an animal and just put the whole kolache in your mouth. You'd strain your jaw. But so you kind of pick a side.
Yeah.
And you don't want to squeeze for the sausage. You don't want to damage the integrity of this roll. So you just kind of take a bite. Might get sausage, might get an air pocket. I don't know. But it was good.
It was good.
I'll get that again. You got to get it warmed up, though.
No, warmed up.
Yeah, they have a, I don't know what it
is
was. It was a super special, like,
do you have to
oven.
Do it yourself?
No. They do it for you.
They even, like, put it in the brown bag and just put the whole bag
in this,
in
like,
the oven.
Super high-tech microwave
yeah,
oven.
Yeah, okay.
30 seconds and you're good.
30 seconds, and it stayed warm all the way on the walk to the car.
And that's saying something, because it was about 2 football fields.
It's a Buc-ee's.
And I ate it second, too, and it was still warm.
Okay.
Had a little picnic and just standing around the truck bed.
Okay, we're learning something. He said, isn't it pronounced with a long E at the end? Is
kolache?
It kolache?
I'm going to stick with kolache.
I mean,
I've never heard either one of those words.
I don't think I've ever seen the word until yesterday. It appears to be a Polish word.
Mm-hmm.
So is it kolache? Kolache? What did you say yesterday, Hickman? Maybe the K is silent and it's an olosh?
Yeah.
Like a connect, neck situation.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, I heard an interview with somebody who probably should know, and they said it's necked.
Oh.
So we got another Cam Hua situation going on here. Oh, yeah. Cam Hua.
Yeah.
I was talking with Billy about that yesterday, how we were dead sure. Because some dude was like, I'm from Finland.
He's from Finland.
And it's Cam Hua.
Cam Hua.
Like, yep.
Okay, it's kolache.
Kolache.
Yeah.
Kolache.
That doesn't sound Polish at all. Where does kolache originate from?
What do you mean it doesn't sound Polish?
I mean, if it was kolosh.
Kolache. You trust Hickman on this?
Hey, if he's looking up how to say it. Origin.
It's a Czech pastry.
Czech, okay. That was Polish, Czech. Very.
I used to work with a lot of Czech.
Very similar regions.
Close enough.
They share a lot of. I mean, anytime you get a, you know, a big sausage, you pretty much go Czech, Polish,
the Czechs are
German.
Good people.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeast, yep, yep. Jake said it was a very yeasty dough. It was very good, though. Yeah. Gosh. You know what would have made that fire, Hickman? Could you imagine if they had some egg in there? Just a little bit of eggs?
Hot take. I don't think I'd like the egg in there.
It'd be like a big breakfast Hot Pocket. It'd be incredible. You wouldn't like it?
Now, if it was like Cracker Barrel quality of an egg in there, sure.
That's what, you know, yeah. It's...
But, like, you know, they'd just be like the traditional gas station egg.
No, come on. You've had something for breakfast at Buc-ee's. Their eggs are pretty good.
I never have.
Really? Their
never
eggs are
there.
Good. They're light. They're fluffy. They're real, I think. I don't know. They could be the powdered stuff you get at a hotel. It's hard to tell sometimes.
I've never minded the fake eggs. Man, in college,
you know,
I was hit different about 11:30 a.m.
You know,
on a Saturday.
I think I'm with you. Like,
you know, just wake up about 11, go hit the campus brunch.
Yeah,
eat a crap ton, make it back just in time to fire up
a little
some
cheddar,
noon,
a little hot sauce
some noon
on there.
College football,
you're good to go.
Oh, those are the days.
They're very easy to distribute if you want to put them in like a.
All you have to do is make sure you get the moisture level right. And usually if the pan's large enough, you can kind of figure it out, you know?
You just got to hold them to the side.
Get
a little drain.
Get a little of the dry area. Get a little of the wet area. And
that's why a little cheese in there helps. It helps like a binder. Now we
don't like cheese in my eggs.
Ever?
Nope. I don't like quiche. I don't like any. Mm.
You don't like quiche?
Nope.
You got to try my mom's quiche.
That's another meatloaf situation.
Well, you haven't had her meatloaf either.
I hate meatloaf. Oh, wait till you try Granny's or whoever's. You know, it's
no, I get
this
it.
This is my whole life.
I get it with meatloaf. Like, meatloaf is, it's weird. It's like a, meatloaf is like the best way to hide, like, peppers, onions, and carrots and meat.
And ketchup.
See, quiche is the same way. Like, I just don't like the texture and that stuff. And just the cheese mixed in there. I just don't like it.
I'm going to bring you a piece of my mom's quiche.
No, you're not.
She's got a secret ingredient. Do you want sausage and cheese or bacon and cheese? They're very different. I may have to bring you a piece of each.
Sausage, if I have to pick.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that. I would give out her secret ingredient, I'll tell you during the break, but it'd spoil the whole thing.
It's love.
My Gainesville contingent said you just described the official breakfast of the Lexington Regional for all of the poor collegiate baseball players who are living in said dorms for the next week or so.
I think it was the West Virginia strength coach that just was like, took the picture, tweeted out, Lexington Regional.
Here we go.
Now it's on.
Well, at least they gave him that one bottle of Dasani on the shared desk there. That was...
I think
that was really nice.
I could be wrong, but I thought that was a female too. So I didn't know if she was like having to stay in a different, like not with the guys. You know what I mean? Like,
well, usually that's how it works.
Well, I mean the
like a different floor.
Yeah, like yeah. I don't know how that works with coaches. It's weird, right? Because it was a hotel, I don't think it'd be a big deal. But because the dorm floor just feels different.
Yeah, it does. It really shouldn't. But
you know what I mean?
It absolutely has a very different like. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Isn't that strange?
I'm assuming they have, like, what? Like, hard keys? They just give you all these kids. These kids don't have keys to anything. What are they? Here's your one key. Don't lose it. Hopefully, they gave them those big lanyards they used to give out with, like, your pass on it. And you just stick your key.
I mean, I'm thinking about this when I coach high school basketball. Like, yeah, if I went to team camp and it was in dorms, like, I was in a different building. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, the female chaperones are with the kids, different building. If it was a hotel, like, yeah, it didn't matter. Like, just down the hall. Like, what? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know. Heightened outside security at a motel or something?
But they had the little diagrams of these rooms. I mean, they have bathrooms in, you know, there are shared bathrooms with each, like,
two rooms, four people, one bathroom, one shower.
But maybe that's the difference. You know, in a hotel, like every... Well, I mean, I guess you still have the door through sometimes, but...
Yeah, but I guess you could do, like... Maybe not per room, but, like, per shared room, like, female-only versus male-only. Lock your doors.
It's weird. It's weird to be in a dorm.
I mean, I get... Like, it is, but, like... is this the way it used to be? And then it was like, oh, no, we got to put them up at a hotel. Like, I don't know. I feel like there used to be stories of teams, like, sleeping on the bus on trips like this. I'm talking, like, year, like, you know, 50
well, yeah,
years ago.
It's just, it's
still embarrassing for Kentucky.
I think it looks kind of cozy, and that's my hot take.
Well, the big...
Like, it's not terrible. It's just not, like, you know...
But it kind of is. Like, that's a freaking twin bed with a plastic mattress. Like, if you're at any hotel, it's going to
be
a queen bed.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Like, this is not the worst. They're not sleeping on the ground, but you're also playing in the postseason in collegiate baseball.
At an SEC program.
Now, granted, it is the 16 seed, and they're not exactly thrilled with the environment they're going to have up there. But, yeah, like, if I'm used to traveling with, even at West Virginia, like, I'm going and I'm getting a full or a queen bed. I might be sharing a room with somebody, but I don't care. If there's an odd number of people, like, someone's getting a room to themselves, like, no one's getting that. It's a small space. And to have to share a bathroom with four people instead of one person, you know, these guys got to get up, they got to get ready, they got to shower. Where are they going to do all that? There's no bathroom space. Like, the sink is in the dorm room. At least it was at Tennessee. I'm assuming Kentucky's the same way. Sad. And then apparently fans do have to stay an hour away.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, remember it was Louisville. They could find hotels. And so, like, fans, that's where they're having to stay. Or I guess they could Airbnb. Might even be cheaper, but I doubt it with all the concert goers there this weekend.
Which I cultured Kress on one of the guys going to the concert that's going to be there performing. Big fan.
It was something.
It was good music.
It was something.
You guys may have already talked about this, but in case people missed it, you know, we have the official opening date of the 407 Buc-ee's.
Have they moved it?
Did we talk about it? We didn't talk about it, did we?
It was supposed to be open, like, next week, but now,
Mm-mm.
the new date.
26th?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought.
The long-awaited travel center is part of I-40's Exit 407, the gateway to adventure.
Yeah.
We have a name for the whole area now.
Couldn't have got more cheesy.
Mm-hmm. What's the soon-to-be-announced attraction?
Matt was talking about that.
The ride we're talking about?
The casino. Conference center, casino, movie theater.
Well, it mentions a Marriott hotel, but then it says, and a soon-to-be-announced attraction.
Yeah, it's not like a theme park, but they're going to have like a putt-putt, go-karts, bumper boats, like a celebration station.
Hopefully
thing
a casino.
Right there. I've heard casino for years, though. We'll see.
They have that like theme park coming from overseas that's like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's more of like a reenactment type deal.
I'm sorry?
It's really weird.
So at 6
a.m. Like LARPing?
6 a.m. on June 26th is the soft opening with a ribbon cutting.
What's the 26th on?
11 a.m. The 26th is a Monday.
Yeah, I won't be here Monday, the 26th. I'll be at Buc-ee's.
Really?
Dude, it opens at 6. You can get in, grab a kolache, bring it to
get
Nate.
On your way. Your way in.
That'll be the first and only time I go the way I go to work in the mornings. If it's just a nightmare, like if
you,
I'll try.
Will
it
you
once.
Camp out at Buc-ee's that Sunday night for content? You know, just I mean,
you know,
it's summertime.
I got to be honest. I'm actually a little surprised that they aren't doing some type of promotion where, like, the first 50, 60, 100 people
get a free picture with the beaver.
That you can get that anytime. They don't charge nothing.
Yeah, true. Could be a mascot beaver, not the statue.
But no, I did that in college once at a Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
You camp out. We had to camp out for 2 days, but if you're the first in line, you get 52 free
Chick-fil-A for
eight
a year,
nugget
huh?
combos, chicken sandwich combos, or breakfast sandwich combos.
Not worth
They're
it.
They're just. It was worth it when I was a poor college kid and
what having. If you got those Philly cheesesteak burritos for a year, one a week.
Yeah, maybe then.
See. Yeah, but this came with tots and a drink, or waffle fries, depending on time of day. 6 a.m. June 26th. Hickman will be ready.
I mean, I feel like you'd have to get there at like 4:30 just to get in.
Well, that's going to be really, like, imagine people just driving through.
Morning.
People just driving through who don't know, and they're like, oh, a Buc-ee's, nice. They get there, it's like 3 a.m. They're like, sorry, not open for another 3 hours. Yikes, that exit's going to be such a nightmare. Good. What? Hickman, you're the king of Kodak. Could you not get the second exit approved?
It's in the works.
407B for Bucky's. It's right there. Why is that so hard?
It's in the works.
Is it in? Are you just saying it's in the works, or do you actually know it's
in the works?
It's in the. They're going to wait until that thing backs up and people can't get anywhere for a month and then be like, well, they really should have added that second exit there. I guess the king of Kodak didn't approve it in time.
You don't have to deal with it.
If I want to go to Bucky's, I will.
Let me play some call to the local county.
Without the exit, it might be faster to go to Crossville every time.
Man, I didn't realize how large Poland was compared to Czech Republic.
You know, I was just thinking the same thing.
Czech Republic's small.
Yeah, well, I knew that, but I just didn't realize how large Poland was.
It is known as, like, if you want
to
travel over
Germany.
There, it's like the biggest hub you can go to if you want to travel over there, because you can get anywhere within, like, a couple hours.
Riding to train?
Mm-hmm.
A couple hours, are you sure?
Yeah.
It actually is pretty crazy. I saw this, like, and I don't know if it was real, but I'm going to assume for the sake of the story it was real, and it was...
It'd take a while to get to France.
Europeaners are like, why doesn't the United States utilize trains? And then they took like this certain part of Europe and put it over like Texas.
Yeah.
And it was like, this is why. Because you guys are essentially all the size of Texas, plus some, you know, ranging parts here and there. But like, could you imagine a train from Miami to Seattle? Woof. Actually, probably kind of fun.
The Czech Republic was the big college of communication study abroad place for UT.
Were you saying that was the hub or Poland? The
Czech Republic.
Yeah, like Prague, because it, yeah. Now that makes more sense. We didn't get down to Vienna and.
Okay.
The professor who would always go over there ran for Congress, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe it was just like a state representative. I don't know. It's kind of funny. He made it in the papers over there for running. I don't think he made it over here.
Sad.
No one cared.
Ooh, I found a new kolache place for us, Hickman.
Where?
The Kolache Factory.
Ooh, where's that?
Well, if we go and check out the regional this weekend, we can go swing by one in upstate South Carolina.
Hey.
Say hi to the folks for me. We'll come back off and running on this Thursday edition of 3 and Out. Stick with us right here on Fan Run Radio. Off and running. Welcome back to 3 and Out. Thursday edition as we head towards the regional this weekend in baseball. I don't know how the weather looks there, but it's pretty good here.
Hopefully they're usually pretty similar.
Any issues on the other side of the mountain there?
Balls will probably be flying out of the park. I think it's going to be hot, and it's a small park.
It is supposed to be really warm, which is fine by me. As long as it's not cold and rainy with a bad atmosphere, we typically play our best.
That's good.
Won't be any bad atmospheres this weekend, rain or shine.
Well, it said Kentucky was voted by the boomer dude that makes all the lists as the worst atmosphere out of the regionals, even worse than Indiana State, which I thought was funny.
Well, I mean, Indiana State makes it. That's like
rally
the town.
Yeah, like
Terre Haute.
Everybody that's ever stepped foot on campus is headed there, right?
What was the nickname for Terre Haute? Paradise?
Was that it?
Like Paradise? Yeah. Paradise? Yeah, something like
that.
I thought it was kind of... I was like, I don't know, man. We looked up the number one restaurant in Terre Haute for delivery, and it was the Red Lobster.
Red Lobster. Somebody mentioned that this weekend. They were talking about how the places they used to go eat that they thought were nice, you know, because where they're from is out in the boonies or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, it was like Red Lobster, Applebee's. I mean, like, we thought we were big time. We got a Texas Roadhouse.
I remember thinking that when one came here. It was like, whoa. Look at this. It's a roadhouse, guys. You can throw peanuts on the floor. Or was that Logan's? They do that at Texas Roadhouse?
Well, they used to, but, you know, COVID killed it. Not even kidding.
It killed peanuts on the floor?
Yes, because Texas Roadhouse uses their place where you used to be able to wait indoors as, like, their to-go hub now.
Mm.
So you can't even wait in there. So now there's just people just all
standing in the entrance way, you know, waiting if it's bad weather.
It used to be great. They just hand you that little pail of peanuts.
Exactly.
Or in some cases, you'd have to go get it, I guess, with the little ice scoop.
And you could get another pail for your
table
to throw your
shells in,
or you could just pitch
chuck them
on
the floor.
Nope, not anymore. Sad.
Texas Roadhouse did kind of kill it during COVID, though.
What do you mean?
Did you ever drive by the one next to the mall during COVID?
Oh, with all the curbside pickup?
Dude, they...
Stations?
They, like...
Parking spots?
I think they only ended up making, like... Like, I don't think you could order, like, one specific item on the menu. Mm. It was like you could order, like, family sliders, family ribs, family... You know, they had, like, 5, 6, 7, 8 things you could order family style.
Mm-hmm.
I've never... It was like Chick-fil-A on crack. Like double lines wrapped around the building. The parking lot was full and spilling over. They did a pretty good job, at least, you know, keeping their people employed and feeding the masses.
Ooh, weather's going to be nice this weekend.
Good.
Clemson for this series. High 85 tomorrow, 89 on Saturday. Nice and hot.
That's a little hot.
81 on Sunday.
89 Saturday, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, it was in the 60s.
It's a little too hot for my liking. Unless you get a nice sea breeze. A lot of sea breeze in the upstate.
Lake breeze there in Clemson.
Oh, yeah, the old lake breeze.
Mm-hmm.
Steak by the lake. Or is it Auburn with a lake? Isn't that what they call Clemson?
Yeah, it's
Auburn
with
a lake.
It's kind of a hassle to get there, though, from here.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Why, you got to go over the mountain?
Yeah, actually, I just punched in the directions here. I mean, it's a full 3.5 hours.
That's what I thought it was in my head.
But it's saying to, it's saying to get off 40 at, like, Clyde and Waynesville and drop down on just highway roads all the way through. Good Lord.
You really get to see.
Through the mountains of North Carolina.
Nate, as someone who's very familiar with highway roads, you know, those roads off the beaten path, that's how you sometimes see the best parts of this country.
It's
most
true.
Beautiful and scenic views.
You ever been through Cashiers, North Carolina?
Actually, yeah. Is that the weird mountain windy one? Like the really windy one?
It's a pretty swanky place.
Yeah, it's like nice when you get there. They got like all the barbecue places popped up around there.
I don't know about that.
North Carolina style barbecue? You don't know about North Carolina style barbecue?
I just don't know if that's Cashiers, is what I mean. It's near Highlands.
I was a kid. I don't remember. I just remember the road being real windy.
It's real windy.
See? It's probably the one.
Okay.
Would you go that way if you were going to the beach, like Myrtle Beach? Could that be a way you went? What if you were going
Clemson,
to, like,
Clemson's up
Folly?
Clemson's up in the northwest corner of South Carolina. I mean, it's almost Georgia, but it's almost North Carolina. And obviously it's...
Would it be possible to go that way if you were going to Charlotte?
No.
Okay.
Definitely not Charlotte.
Well, if you're going, just don't do what Charlie Collier did.
Yeah. He got him some tickets yesterday, Chris.
That's great.
Yeah. He got some of the right tickets and then some of the wrong tickets.
Oh.
Got a ticket for the South Carolina Regional.
Sorry,
Columbia.
What? yeah. He'll be able to resell those, no problem.
Will he?
I mean, maybe.
How?
I don't know. It was said like, The screenshot he took, it did say Clemson very clearly on the two Clemson regional tickets he had, but the one in between just said South Carolina, and then in little tiny letters at Founders Park.
It is important to know the names of the park at this point. Like, now that you're going somewhere, and it's not your park, like, you got the Doug, you got to look for the Doug.
We've been spoiled hosting these last 2 years. We don't even know how to do it.
It's a really good point. It's a really good point. Yep, Founders Park, not where we're headed. Did take a series there, though, so that was good.
This will be a pretty drive, you know. You go through Silva, North Carolina. It's where they shot some scenes from The Fugitive, you know, Harrison Ford back in the day.
Is that where that dam is?
No. Well, it's close to there, but that dam is man, it's my parents took me by on a vacation once up there. It was,
we had a picnic overlooking the spot where
no, we just drove by that one. We did stop at Fontana. We did a whole Western North Carolina, you know, Great Smoky Mountain type trip.
Now Fontana Dam is one of the better ones to camp at.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's like a big deal. The dam that they shot the Harrison Ford jumping scene is just like a regular working dam. And I can't remember exactly where it is, but it's...
Isn't there a big trail that gets you from like where, like the Smokies over to Fontana or somewhere where you can start and you can make the long trip?
The Appalachian Trail?
I guess it might be a section of the Appalachian Trail.
Is. Yeah, it goes from Fontana and then kind of comes up and then works its way northeast right along the Tennessee-North Carolina state line, all the way through the Smokies.
Isn't there a trail? You mean the trail?
The trail.
The A trail?
I like dams.
Would you ever want to do that? Let's say you had the money, you had the time. Would you?
I don't know if I'd want to do the whole thing.
Georgia to Maine.
How long does it take?
4 or 5 months.
I'm trying to think of when I'd want to start it.
Well,
I
there's really only, I mean, there's only like three options of how to actually like do it. I mean, you walk with spring is what they say. So you start down in Georgia.
So you're walking with the weather a little bit.
April.
So you're okay.
And you go northbound that way. Or you can do what they call a flip where, like, you can leave from Georgia right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, 2 weeks ago would have been perfect. So you can leave from Georgia in May, walk to, like, Harper's Ferry, West Virginia. And then when you get there, then take a shuttle to Maine, because then you'll be in the warmest part of the year.
Interesting.
And then hike south back to Harper's Ferry.
That seems kind of weird.
As
might be fun, though.
As summer, you know, you're kind of walking with summer back.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, back south. But usually, yeah, start in April in Georgia and then finish in Maine before it starts getting cold again.
I could probably handle that.
Like, just would you want to, though? I go back and forth.
It's a long time, but I do love to camp.
I think I'd like to do about a week. Like, that'd be good enough.
I could do a week or two, yeah.
I'd like to start in Maine, just walk my way down, and then after like 4 days, be like, all right, somebody come get me.
So that's a southbound route, and I can't remember what the best timing for that is.
Because, like, I mean, I don't know. Like, starting here, I think, kind of ruined some of the excitement of it, maybe. I don't know. It's a big commitment.
Oh, guess what state the halfway point is in?
Let's see.
I might have talked about this already. I don't remember. Halfway from North Georgia to Maine.
Pennsylvania.
Correct. I feel like we said that last week. Maybe it was a while ago.
I must not have been here.
I was hardly here last week.
Yeah, good point.
That right. Sounded dumb, though. But I mean,
what, Pennsylvania?
But, I mean, like, it just makes sense, though.
What's weird is how far you go east from where the trail is in Pennsylvania to Maine.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't really think about it until you look at a map to scale. Anyway, 865-546-8200. We'll get right to the phone lines on the flip side. Stick with us. Final segment, hour one next.
You're listening to 3 and Out, WKGN. Van Run Radio.
G&J Auto is East Tennessee's one-stop shop for awesome car wraps, color changes, window tints, and more. Here's Van Run listener Kevin Miller, who won a free color change for his 1969 Ford Galaxy last year.
G&J Auto is the best. I was blown away by the work they did on my car. It far exceeded my wildest expectations. My car was light pink when I first bought it, and I wanted to change the color of it for quite a long time. Taking it to Jeff at G&J, they changed the color. Now it's blue and it pops. The lines are beautiful. It looks amazing. They turned something that was pink and just kind of okay to really my dream car. they really went beyond expectations for me with the best customer service. I would highly recommend them for anybody who's looking to change their color of their car or get a wrap for their van, anything like that. They do outstanding work.
Take it from this satisfied Fan Run listener. When it has to be the best, it has to be GNJ Auto Graphics. Visit them online at gnjauto.com.
Finally, the drive is coming back to Rickard Ridge Barbecue in Campbell County. And this time we're coming for the Italian? That's right. Tuesday, June 6th, it's Tallytown Tonight, a fundraiser for the first ever Tallytown Festival, an Italian heritage festival coming July 29th to downtown La Follette. Tickets are $28 in advance or $34 at the door. Mention the drive and get 25% off admission. We'll be broadcasting live from Rickard Ridge Tuesday, June 6th for Tallytown Tonight.
Does your business need storage space? Do you need someone to safely deliver your product to you or your customers? With almost 40 years in the industry, East 10 Warehouse and Distribution is the preferred source for third-party logistics. Our solutions include warehousing, inventory management, order fulfillment, pick-and-pack services, and cross-dock services. Contact East 10 Warehouse and Distribution at 865-521-6143 or visit them online at east10warehouse.com.
Shouts out to Chris Houston. We've got the scoop for you on how to get to Clemson. He said, don't listen to Google. He lives 10 minutes from there, drives to Knoxville all the time to visit his parents. Just take 40 to 26. That interchange is in Asheville, right above Asheville.
Mm-hmm.
Then get off Highway 25. That's well marked. I've done that plenty of times. To Highway 123, the way I mentioned, going through the mountains is dumb and makes no sense. So, there you go.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah, Highway 25 is right after Hendersonville. You'll go through Traveler's Rest, then just take a right on 123 right to it. Easy peasy. All right, to the Big Orange Philly phone lines. We got Jay up first today. What's up, Jay? You're on Three and Out.
Well, guys, we were really living in the golden era when you go to Texas Roadhouse and you about slip and break your neck on the peanut shells walking to your table.
Yep, that was it. It's gone. It's gone forever.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't know, are you getting a sirloin or are you getting a hospital visit? It was a chance that you had to take, but it was just exhilarating to live in that time.
Well, it wasn't the shells. It was people who would throw the whole peanut down and you'd hit it and just roll on through.
No, I know what you're talking about, Jay. Sometimes those shells, man, it's something about the way they clean those floors before the day started, and those shells get on it, and, I mean, it's like a banana peel down there.
Buddy, I have about face planted many a times in Roadhouse. I mean, it was something to behold. So, I mean, you know, look, SEC recruiting is cutthroat, and you know, Auburn is touting that they're the only SEC school with a Buc-ee's. I mean, can we claim this Buc-ee's, even though it's, you know, 10, 15 minutes from campus? I mean, can we still claim this and be the second Buc-ee's, or how does this work?
That was a really great graphic by...
They are the Tennessee Smokies. I say this is our Buc-ee's.
It's a good point.
That's true.
I did see Weigel's put out a graphic, and this is the only SEC campus with the Weigels. I don't know if there is one on campus, but it's close enough. Is Buc-ee's in Auburn actually on campus?
It can't be in Auburn.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't think so. So they're kind of fibbing a little bit themselves.
Yeah, it's wild that a Buc-ee's is in Auburn. If you've ever been to that area, but yeah, so I'm just wondering, you know, because I don't want to lose out a recruit because, you know, we can't offer them a close proximity to Beaver Nuggets.
That's a good point.
Oh, they'll have a shuttle on recruiting visits. They'll just give their Buc-ee's order. Somebody will run up to 407. 5 hours later, they'll return with, you know, the brisket sandwich, the Beaver Nuggets, and some Dippin' Dots.
Wow. You know, I used to live in Texas, and I still have never been to a Buc-ee's, so this is going to be a first-time thing for me. You know, obviously they started in Texas, and I never went to one. I don't know why, but So I'll have to. This is going to be a first time experience for me when I go over there. But
I swear, before 2 years ago, Jay, I'd never even heard of one, and now I've been to 4 or 5 different ones.
Really?
But it's kind of weird. Like 407 is kind of the outlier. In a lot of places, they're kind of off the beaten path, like by an exit. So depending on where you're going, like if you're going on a big interchange or something, you know, like on the way to the beach through Alabama, like you got to go an exit over on a different highway to go to Leeds. But if you're going straight to the beach, like you'd never see it. So if you didn't know what it was, you might not stop. But now that I'm aware of it, you know, and there's one kind of on the way, I make sure to, you know.
It's 11 minutes from the university, from Auburn University to the Buc-ee's on 85.
Hickman, what is it from campus to 407, just to the exit?
20.
15, 20? 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Depending on the time of day.
Okay, then that counts. That's within the reach.
Yeah, man. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we're claiming
another
that.
Another thing. Yeah, we better make a – I mean, if we don't make a graphic for this, we've have failed.
We've messed up. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, so
– University of Tennessee to the Bass Pro Shop.
Probably be similar, maybe a –
22 minutes at the moment.
22?
What it says.
Okay.
Yeah, morning traffic.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, guys.
Close enough.
It'll be interesting. Hey, you know, speaking of the Smokies, just a random question. The affiliate that you're affiliated with, Major League-wise, did they make all the decisions, like, as far as players and personnel and all that? Because I was wondering, like, what does Randy Boyd actually do as an owner of the Smokies? Because he can't, like, go and get the players he wants or hire the manager he wants. Don't the Cubs or whoever dictate that?
That's a really good question.
Yeah, I have no idea. I would say definitely Randy on the Boyd. Players. I don't know about the manager.
But, like, the Major League teams decide, like, hey, we're going to pull this guy down into the minors for a rehab stint. We want him to go here.
Yeah. I would think the managers, is controlled by the Cubs also. So maybe obviously they have to be on the same page with, like, hey, this guy's coming down. We need to, like, you need to get him ready for this type of timeline or whatever.
So maybe it's just event management, essentially, for Randy Boyd. Like, I'll build the stadium. I'll run the team. I'll run the promotions. I'll fill the stadium. I'll make the gate. I'll make the concessions. And you guys get to send your players here.
Well, whatever tips your ship, man. I mean, if I own a sports team, I want to be able to make some decisions, but, just a random thought. These are the things I think about in football offseason. So you just, you know, bear with me.
That's all right.
Fair enough. Anyway, the way it goes.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Thank you.
Call. Thought Jay might mention some other Jays. Big news from yesterday. Maybe we'll get into that next hour.
What, Jay Wright hunting for a job?
Man, that'd be nice. Can we bring him back? I think 22 minutes counts. I mean, you ever said, hey, let's go somewhere, and like, oh, but it's 22 minutes.
No.
I mean, I feel like over 30 is a...
Well, I feel like the older I get, the more I realize, like, that's not that far at all.
Oh, really?
Like, when I first got my license, and it's like, oh, it's 20 minutes away, it's like, oh... That's far.
I thought maybe you were going to say the opposite.
No, now it's like, oh, yeah, 407. Like, okay, let's go.
A guy mentioned he was going to run a half marathon, and my other buddy was like, I don't even like to drive that far. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's understandable.
King of Kodak, though, you probably drive a lot. I mean, that's...
Yeah, but, you know, those roads, I know them like the back of my hand, so that really doesn't feel like it's a lot of driving.
You're just a traveling man.
It really is your humility.
I could technically walk most places in Kodak if I really wanted to.
You would never really want to.
They just repainted the Trade Center.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What color?
Green and gold. Northview colors.
There you go. It's great.
Did a hell of a job.
Did you ever see that job?
Yeah.
Gave your insight here and there? That's good. Yeah, we're going to claim that, Buc-ee's. Well, we're the only – like, Vandy doesn't really get to claim a river. I mean, the Cumberland's on the other side of town. So we're like, are we the only one with a river? We got that going for us. A river, not like a creek. I mean, Clemson has the lake. Cool. It's not even navigable waters.
Okay. I was trying to think. Other SEC places with a river?
Yeah. Like, you know, like a river,
River.
Well, I'm saying you could be, you could watch the game on Saturday, get in your boat, and you could be in the Bahamas, you know, without having to pull your boat out of the water. I mean, it takes some time, obviously, but
how long would that take?
A long time.
A week?
We're definitely the only one like on the river like that.
Yeah, I don't know. There's not really like a map quest for that, Hickman.
What, it's Tennessee, Washington, and what's the third school that's got a waterfront stadium?
Well, Baylor kind of does, but it's a river again. Or it's a lake. Like, Washington's, Washington's cool. I'm sure there's one in, like, the in New England area that has one.
I thought it was, like, New Mexico or something.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Washington's got the prettiest view, though, because, like, the stadium kind of opens up in the back there, and you can see out into the harbor all the yachts. Pretty cool.
I don't know. I think our view's pretty good. Like, the aerial shot of the river, the stadium, and the mountains back there?
I don't know. Theirs might be better.
There's a river through Columbia, South Carolina, a couple, actually, but I don't know about – it's not like – I don't know. I don't think there's a cool, like, campus area or anything.
No.
Definitely not a stadium.
No.
That's on it. That'd be a lot cooler. We'll kick off hour two next. Big.
Oh, wait. Clemson's on Lake Hartwell? My bad.
What'd you say?
I didn't think it was Lake Hartwell. I thought it was, like, a smaller little weird lake.
Oh, no. It's
Hartwell. It's, never mind.
It's
really
good fishing over there.
It's fine.
Maybe you should go this weekend. Give us a report.
No.
Live from, what's it called?
Death Valley?
No.
The Doug.
Yeah, the Doug. Yeah, yeah. Big news for former Clemson head coach Rick Barnes. Next.
You're listening to 3 and Out, WKGN. Fan Run Radio.
Fan